The Pentagon has extended the tour of 2,200 Marines in Afghanistan after insisting for months the unit would come home on time. The Marines said the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is doing combat operations in the volatile South, will stay an extra 30 days and come home in early November rather than in October. The news comes a day after Admiral Michael Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that more troops were needed in Afghanistan, but the Pentagon did not have enough because of commitments in Iraq. But Defense Secretary Robert Gates has repeatedly said he did not intend to extend or replace the U.S. Marines in Afghanistan, calling their deployment there an extraordinary one-time effort to help tamp down the increasing violence in the South. Sarah Sewell is a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Clinton administration. She says after visiting Afghanistan last month, Admiral Mullen's comments come as no surprise to her.
But the offensive activities initiated by the enemy have dramatically increased, and we simply don't have the assets on the ground to deal with them appropriately, and I would argue even in the air. And so Chairman Mullen's comments about Afghanistan being an economy of force operation, given the stakes in the region, I think are really important that we acknowledge that in the national debate.
Susan Rice is a senior foreign policy advisor to Barack Obama. She quoted John McCain earlier this year, saying that Iraq had not diverted resources from the fight in Afghanistan.
He actually said, quote, "Afghanistan is not in trouble because of our diversion to Iraq." Well, that statement just shows an extraordinary lack of judgment and the same degree of poor judgment that caused us to take our eye off the real threat to the American people from al-Qaeda and the Taliban back in 2002 and focus instead on Iraq. There can be no argument, given most recent evidence, that Iraq has distracted us from the fight against al-Qaeda. Because of Iraq, we have fewer troops in Afghanistan, we have fewer intelligence assets, we have less of a diplomatic focus.
Rice said that Senator Obama called a year ago to install at least two additional U.S. brigades into Afghanistan and combined that with trying to attract more NATO forces to the region.
In the same context, he talked about the need to deal forcefully with al-Qaeda and its cells that remain active in Pakistan, and was very clear in something that John McCain has objected to and said he wouldn't do. Obama has been clear in saying that if and when we have actionable intelligence about high-value al-Qaeda targets, and the government of Pakistan is unwilling or unable to act, that the United States, under his leadership, will act. The McCain campaign is saying that we can just leave that to the Pakistanis, which is indeed proved far from adequate.